And at this time in our pregame show, visiting with Broken Bow head football coach Carly Wells. Coach, tough loss last week against Ord, a tight, close game all the way through. I know your group, though, and I'm going to guess that you are expecting them to bounce back this week.
Yeah, that was our talk during the scouting report on Monday, and we went through that and just talked about the feeling was that we kind of just we left some points out there, made a few mistakes ourselves, and didn't execute on us some plays and gave them the game. So we told them we got to forget that and move on and get ready for the next game. And I felt like our kids responded well, and we'll see how practice goes the rest of the week.
The reality is, Coach, you're 6-2 coming into the final week of the regular season. A lot of opportunity in front of you. You have to be excited about what this group can still achieve.
Yep. Yeah, we're excited. We got a lot of opportunity ahead of us. We got kids that are excited. We have a great opportunity with the playoffs coming up. So we just got to stay focused and continue to get better.
You talk about your film study. Carly, can you kind of talk a little bit about how you and your coaching staff handle that? Film study, is it as a group, as a whole? Do you divide up into position groups? How do you kind of attack the film study, which I know has become a big part of preparation?
Our film study is we all meet together at first, and then we go through, the week's film and a previous game. Then we move on past that, and we look at offense and defense, and Mr. Wojcovic does a good job clipping out some plays for the defense so they can recognize formations. And then offensively, we try to show them what's up front and what fronts they're going to see. So the kids just really take it all in, and we give them a scouting report packet, and they just do a good job studying it and going through it. So we try to prepare them the best we can.
So how have things changed from the old days when you were meeting coaches at a midway point and handing off VHS tapes, and now it's all digital? It's got to make it easier a little bit for you to put things together, doesn't it, Carly?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you might get one or two tapes of the previous team, and now you can get all eight games they've played so far if you want to go through and watch that much film, and it's right there at the tip of your fingers on the computer. So, and then making up scouting report packets are easier. I'm still kind of an old school guy. I handwrite mine still. But that's okay. But the time you spend on just going to get film and going through it on a tape or a DVD, that's gone, and you can really dissect the film, and now you got end zone cameras and everything. You got close up from the sideline, so you can see everything. The scouting is so much different, and you really got to prepare now because teams can do the same to us. So it's a lot of preparation, a lot of time.
Carly, talk a little bit about depth. You have some younger players who have stepped in for you. You've got some freshmen who have seen a lot of reps during the course of the year. I think we saw Zach Jackson get some reps on defense for you last week. Talk about depth. Are you pleased with the way maybe that's progressed through the year? And just talk about the progression of your younger players, too, through the year.
Yeah, our young kids have done a really good job. We've asked several of them to step in and play varsity-level football. Zach Jackson was asked to come in and play some safety last week and did a great job. He really listened in practice and did what he was supposed to, made a tackle, come downhill. Kobe Wells, he's another freshman. He's been at linebacker since about the second game. He continues to get better and learn each week. For a freshman, he's like our third leading tackler on the team, and that's pretty good for a freshman that weighs about 145 pounds. So then we have some sophomores that play, two, Aiden Markham and Cash Watson. Those guys have really progressed well. They only had one JV game last year, but they've really learned and developed this year. And Aiden Clark, he plays on offense. He's a freshman, and He's a physical style kid, and he really wants to be good, and he really puts a lot of time into it and focuses on his job. So, and then we have some, you know, some of our upperclassmen haven't ever started, and they continue to get better and do a good job. So it's just a progression. They get better, and each week I think they learn something, and if they can take that and build on it, then we're happy with their progression.
Carly, it's always about getting better. So where are the areas that you would like to see the most improvement in this week?
Well, I want to see our offensive line. We really missed some blocks last week. I really want to see our offensive line really focus and take the right angles and take the right progressions and get their blocks up front. And then defensively, we really got to secure the edge. Our inside backers, outside backers, and our corners really got to do their reads and come up and fill the lanes. So that kind of hurt us last week defensively, where they got outside of us and we gave up two big runs, actually. But really, we've seen the progression and the kids, we showed them on film what they got to do, and we'll practice it this week. We'll put a lot of time in it. So hopefully they pick that up and we make that improvement this week.
Big game Friday, Carly. You take on Gothenburg. Has all kinds of implications to it. Just talk about your preparation for them and what impresses you about them.
Gothenburg, yeah, you know, they're a pretty good team. Their losses have been really close. They have a really good receiver, number 9. Their quarterback throws a good ball. Number 34, he runs the ball really well. They really mix up their formations and really make you play sound football. Coach Hakey there does a good job on his play calling, and he'll try to get your kids out of position or thinking one thing and do another. So we got to be really disciplined in what we do, and we can't give up the big play over the top. They got several that catch the ball, so got some height, and they really go up and get it. So we really got to be disciplined, and we really got to shut down their run game and try to make them one-dimensional.
Well, Coach, as always, we really appreciate you taking the time to visit with us each and every week, and we wish you and the kids the best of luck on Friday.
All right, appreciate it. Thanks.
Coach Carly Wells joining us on our pregame show.